Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Chad here chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lyons Share Pro website, which I will link to below. And just a quick note, Dana is running a spring sale over at the Lyons Share website where you can save 25% off of, well, his insights on the market and his products over at the Lyons Share. Again, that link below this interview will help you find out more about that special. Dana, let's start with the U.S. equity markets because, well, they might be boring, but at least they're boring trending generally higher. The S&P is very close to a 52-week high. We continue to see just kind of strength across the board. And even recently, we've started to see some rotation. It's not just these high-flying tech stocks or the big tech stocks that are leading the way. But again, a lot of these stocks outside of those tech stocks are bouncing off some fairly low levels. So Dana, what do you take away from the U.S. markets? It feels like a boring summer, but at least it's moving boringly in the right direction upwards.
Yeah, that's right. At least from it's kind of been a tale of two markets, really. So it has been trending higher in terms of the more narrowish cap-weighted large cap averages and the kind of the mega cap tech stocks. So been generally moving higher since the spring. And as you mentioned, have hit new rally highs at least over the last week or 2 weeks. So that's been where the action's at. And, you know, we've talked about it several times over the last couple months that, yeah, that has provided opportunity to trade those sectors, and we've been long tech and the large caps. But at the same time, we've had some broad concerns about the overall market because you look at, you know, the broad averages, the smaller cap averages, the breadth, et cetera, and it had not hardly moved at all. It's basically the same spot it's been in all year. Really, the whether it's the value line, which tracks the median stock in the market, or the micro caps, which obviously represent the smallest stocks in the market, we're basically sitting at either 6 months lows, just above last October's lows in the broad market, or if you look at the micro caps, we actually, I think about a month ago, we hit really 2 year lows. So it has not been a broad rally over the last, during the spring months. That's not to say, like we've talked about, you can't be long those areas that are working, which really encapsulates our investment selection philosophy. If we are going to be long, we want to be concentrated in those areas that are working. So again, we've been heavily invested in tech and the large caps because those have been areas that are working, but we've not been confident that it's going to provide a sustainable move because we haven't seen the support from a wide swath of participation in the market in terms of the broad market. So that's been a major red flag for us, a major reason our models really have been defensive and our positions, our investment posture has been pretty defensive. We've had a lot of cash, even as the S&P and the NASDAQ 100 have rallied. So while we've had, again, those large cap and tech positions on, we've had a lot of cash and we've had some hedges on. But, you know, over the last week or so, we've kind of seen a flip-flop of that with the broad market making some progress here.
Well, Dana, to your point about it being the tale of two markets, which I think aptly sums it up, you know, that a lot of those other sectors and a lot of individual equities, when you look at the broad market breadth, haven't had that stellar of a year, even though the weighted indexes have. But it has started to improve a little bit. Obviously, one day, 1 week, 1 month doesn't make a market. But what would you have to see in your models to give you confidence that there is more of a dispersion of funds across the market breadth? What kind of signals would you be looking for? Or what kind of indicators would you be looking for to show that, hey, maybe some money is coming in off the sidelines now, afraid of missing out of this move, and it's having more broad-based market participation?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we are seeing some of that in our models. It's been a little bit slow, especially relative to some of the technical progress that's been made over the last week. We've seen the broad averages, again, like the value line, the small cap, micro cap, mid cap averages, really making some progress from a technical perspective, getting above some key support levels, some key moving averages, which does open further upside, does open further upside potential in those broad areas. And we're seeing the improvement in our models as well. So our main models are track weekly data. So we'll see at the end of this week, very well might be the case that gives us more ammunition, more evidence to get more aggressive here just because of that broad improvement. So right now I would focus on that technical improvement. And as long as those broader averages can sustain those key moving averages, those key technical levels, then I think you can certainly be a little bit more aggressive in those areas. I would be careful just because tech and the mega caps have been so strong. I would be careful to extrapolate that the improvement in the broad market to again chasing returns in the tech space and the mega caps, because they have had their run. And even as the broad markets make an improvement, we see those the big cap techs hitting and the S&P hitting some potentially key resistance, especially on a Fibonacci basis, where we're actually pulling our horns in those sectors and really rotating into some of the smaller cap stuff, some of the broader cap stuff, because that's where, if there is going to be sustained improvement in the broad market, that's where the opportunity should be going forward. Whereas, you know, the tech stuff and the large caps have really had a big run, and there's probably not a lot of juice left there in the immediate term. So that's why we're rotating a little bit out of there and into some of the areas of the market that show more potential, especially if this broad market progress is sustainable.
Fair enough. There's so much money loaded into those big tech stocks that as it rotates to other areas, you could see a lot more movement in those other areas. Plus, look, everyone was just hiding out in those big tech stocks. Dana, a lot of people have also been talking about the VIX, which is now in the 13 region. This is pre-COVID levels. We haven't seen a VIX down this low since before COVID hit. So let's say early 2020 or even late 2019. Does this worry you at all? How do you view the VIX when it's now down at these levels that we haven't seen in years?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a red flag, but, you know, I think I see it. I track it more as kind of I would a stock, whereas as long as we're below some key technical levels, I think the market is kind of out of harm's way in terms of in danger of any sort of immediate collapse. You typically see the VIX give you some warning signs first before anything bad happens in the market. So as long as we're depressed like this, yeah, it'll get to the point where we're too depressed or it's too complacent and we do see some sort of a mean reversion. But I'm not that concerned about the equity market just because the VIX is low, because it can go lower. It can stay lower for a while. So I would say a better barometer is probably the term structure of the VIX, meaning, you know, what is the front month or the front, the more forward contracts in the volatility index doing versus the longer dated stuff. And when that gets too extreme, then usually have more of an immediate mean reversion. That's getting a little bit extreme right now. So that is a little bit of a cause for concern. But again, that's short term, and that too could go a little bit more extreme. So I would say it's enough to have our antenna up, but it's not enough to have us, you know, make any wholesale, you know, defensive moves in the market.
Dana, are there any sectors that you're just flat out avoiding or shorting right now? Because I know you play both sides of the market.
Right now, I think the only sectors, the only shorts that we really have on right now are the energy stocks. We see oil and commodities and energy stocks maybe having one more leg down. If they reverse decisively from here, we could change our mind. But right now, we do have short position on energy stocks. I think oil has a potential to crack the lows we've seen over the last several months. Have one more maybe quick move down before a major low is in place. We start heading up again. So we do have a hedge on there. And we also have a hedge on, despite the fact us being very bullish in the longer term, in the precious metals complex. We do have a hedge on in the gold miners because we do see potential downside in the near term, especially on a technical basis in the precious metals and the miners. So there is some more downside right now in the immediate term than upside, I think, there. So we are hedged for that. But again, we're looking for another major low to be in place sometime relatively soon. And we do think still that gold breaks out and puts in a more sustainable or durable up move or up leg in the market after kind of consolidating over the last 3 years after the big up move. So we think it's coming. We just are hedged for a little bit more downside in that area in the near term before, you know, that major low is in place.
Okay. What about the dollar too, Dana? The dollar's had a nice rebound over the last about month, just over a month, but might have maybe hit a top right in that 104 region. What do you think? Is a top in for the dollar again, and are we heading back lower?
We're treating it as such, you know, so the bounce that we've seen of late, it's like a lot of the markets that we've been talking about. A lot of these things appear to be in counter trend moves, whether it's oil pulling back, precious metals maybe in the very near term pulling back, but the dollar seems to have peaked, so we're until we have enough evidence to think otherwise, the bounce attempt over the last, you know, really since the beginning of the year has been pretty meager. So we'll treat any bounce like a counter trend move, and we'd be tempted to sell any bounces into at least into some key resistance.
All right, Dana, thank you for your time. We've covered a lot of markets here, and sounds like there's just some counter trend moves that you are playing, but you did mention near term that these counter trend moves could be over. We'll see how it all plays out, but we do tend to see some of these counter trend moves over the summer period, and it just seems like summer came a little early for these markets. Thanks for your time as always, Dana, and remember, everybody listening, Dana is running that spring sale through this weekend, so be sure to go check that out. Thanks for your time, Dana.
All right, thanks, guys.